Hello, listeners. Welcome to episode 3. In this episode, we'll be listening to Honey Bun by Magnolia Rome. And we'll be doing a dramatic creating of Smoking Gun by Magnolia Shorty. Alright, enjoy. I'm Chad.
I'm Andrew.
And we love bounce music.
That's why we decided to make a podcast about everything bounce.
With absolutely no qualifications.
You're listening to...
Check.
Dick ain't nothing but a muscle relaxer. Hit me for the front or the back, I take after. Honey bun 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 bun.
Alright, welcome to episode 3. We're gonna listen to Honey Bun.
Honey Bun a dollar.
By Magnolia Rome. Here we go.
You have to, like, for anyone who's listening, you have to watch the video for this. It's essential. I don't even know if this song has been released, except for the video. It's so important that you watch it. That's all.
I want a honey bun.
A honey bun, a dollar. This your boy, Magnolia Rome, a.k.a. Mr. Motherfucking Honey Bun. And it's about to go down.
Mr. Honey Bun.
Y'all be on the lookout for that video. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Wait, we gotta figure out where that's from. Been around the world, we'll figure it out.
You don't know where he may be. He's driving you crazy. But he gotta go now.
He got kids, you on the truck, he about to rat attack.
That girl in the dress.
Mr. Bud, dude.
That girl in the Mr. Honeybun dress is my dream girl. So hot. Yeah, in case you guys are wondering, in the video right now, there's clips of people shaking their ass with honey buns being dropped on their butts. Butts. On their asses. And then there's clips of Magnolia Rome selling honey buns out of like a snowball stand, and it's fucking fantastic.
Selling honey buns. I would love it if he was just like a honey bun salesman, and he was even a musician, but he just like wanted to make a, he wanted to like get sales up at his honey bun stand.
This is all just a really good marketing ploy for his honey bun stand. I think this speaks to me extra because of like, honey buns were like the height of dessert for me for like most of my childhood. Like, it's like the greatest dessert you could ever get is like a wrapped honey bun for a dance.
Y'all was in love. That nigga's a scrub. But guess what? I'm still in a thing. Look, one day me and Shorty was riding around, and it was raining. She said, son, son, it was a rainy day. She wanted to lay a wind tray. So she jumped in the car. She pushed her start, but she did get lost. So can you tell me how you get to the MAG? Then I went up down the limo. I made a left for a second and D.
Some like directional.
Yeah, he's like got some GPS references if he forgets a road. Take a left at Melpomene. Take a right at Cameo.
Come on, now bust open, now bend over, now bust open, I've been over. You've been around the world and you can't find your nigga. You don't know and you don't know why. You about to pull the trigger. You don't know where he may be. He's driving you crazy, but he gotta go now.
On top of the car, shaking the ass.
R.I.P. to my mama Shawty. She dead and gone, but she living through me.
It wouldn't be no honey.
Right.
I said it right. right the first time.
Get it!
I said it right the first time.
My favorite.
Jacker Man.
Yeah, so Mr. Honeybun, I don't know what else to say. The video is really important to watch. I love the idea that it's a marketing ploy for his Honeybun stand. Like, the Honeybun stand is just like what they do with snowball stands in the winter.
He's been around the world looking for good ways to sell Honeybuns.
Yeah, dude.
From Paris to New Orleans.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's He's flying around the world, like, doing deals with Honeybun manufacturers and, like, distributors. It's like that Nick Cage movie where he goes around the world, like, selling international, like... arms, like he's like an arms dealer.
What movie is that?
I don't know. It's really weird. I remember it a lot, but I don't remember anything about it. And it's like some really dark shit where like kids are killing people with AK-47s and stuff. Anyway, this song is exactly like that, but with honey buns.
Exactly like that. Where's the honey buns? You forgot wait. The honey buns were in the stand the whole time.
Oh man, I can't do Nick Cage. I can do Alan Rickman. Yeah. Buying a honey bun, Mr. Potter.
And what was,
been all around the world, Mr. Potter.
I've been all around the world.
Alright, these are terrible fucking impressions.
I know.
Wow, Rickman just sounds like Sean Connery, but like a little clearer and like bad. It's just like a bad Sean Connery and a bad Alan Rickman.
I apologize to Nicolas Cage.
Sorry, Nicky.
Alan Rickman.
Did you know that
actors.
Nicky DeBee is his real name is Nicolas Cage? But he's like, that's
Nicolas
already.
Cage DeBee.
Nicolas Cage DeBee. Well, he just was like, oh, well, there's already a famous Nicolas Cage, so he had to go by Nicky DeBee.
What's the thing he says at the beginning? About the
oh, he says, y'all look out for my new video. Durra, durra, durra. And I said it right the first time.
How would you look up a video called da 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 da?
That's why he says be on the lookout. He doesn't say Google it because you can't,
you
bro.
Can't.
You just gotta look around.
He's creating music that transcends Google because it does not use words.
He's basically saying you'll know it when you see it.
You'll know,
you know what I mean?
When you see it.
He's like, I said it right the first time. You'll know it when you see it. Just keep an eye out.
I fucking said it right the first time. Look out for that
I've been
shit.
Keeping an eye out for
you're gonna work harder
two years
than I am.
Since I heard this, since I saw this video. When did this video come out? Does it say on here?
This video came
Band around the world. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't say. It's got 73,000 views. That's pretty dope. Jerk-a-man.
2011.
Every now and then I get a Jerk-a-man song and it's about a honey bun. Some of these don't make any sense. Whoa, go back up to the one.
All right, for listeners, there's a YouTube comment on the Honey Bun video by Magnolia Rome, and the comment is, good from George in, no, probably New Orleans, your son from school, son, S-U-N,
uh-huh.
From F-R-U-M, school, S-H-C-O-O-L.
So school.
School. Shine from school.
From school.
Greek from George, and go shine from school.
Shine from school.
Does
school.
It sounds like someone got braces and then typed exactly how they talk.
Yeah, I think it's like the most low-hanging fruit, though, is making fun of bad YouTube comments, because there's just like countless bad YouTube comments.
Let's move on.
Yeah. You know how often I find myself just in my head, ban around the world, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's find out where that's from.
You can't find my young nigga! Yeah, been around the world, Just Google that.
Lisa Stanfield?
Yeah, I think we're gonna recognize this when we hear it.
Time for a non-bounce song by Lisa Stanfield, All Around the World.
Driving you crazy all around the world. This is Stanfield for me. Yeah, apparently the song is a really big hit. It's got 1.7 million views. I think we're the black sheep for not knowing. But it seems like not only that line, but like a lot of this Honey Bun song was drawn from this. Not dissimilar to
What song is that?
You get my boy. You tell me what I know. Yeah, what is that song? I don't even.
Ah, jeez.
God damn it, we're so bad at. Late 80s, early 90s female vocalists.
Google.
What are you gonna Google doot doot doo 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 doo?
Shut the fuck up.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, you're
your grandma.
Try
like,
it, dude.
Do Google.com.
Try it, man.
Slash do 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 do.
I mean, better in the world. Worked. Do 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 do. Oh, I would do D-O-O. You're doing D-U-T. That's dut, dude. That's dut 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 dut.
On Yahoo Answers.
Some more low-hanging fruit is like finding shitty Yahoo Answers questions.
Okay, someone on Yahoo Answers asked the following question. Which song goes open quotation, doo-roo, dut-dut-dut-dut-dut, doo-roo, dut-dut-doo-roo, dut-dut-doo-roo, dut-doo-dut?
Wait, but before we go any further, let's see if we can figure out the answer to the question.
Daniel says, it's Cause It Ain't No Fun If Your Homies Ain't Getting None by P-Wizzle featuring Mabuti.
Whoa.
Dut 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 dut.
You know it would be the best one if it was the sandstorm? What song goes
dut?
It would be like they're just attributing D-U-T. Like, how do you know?
You can't know the speed of that note. You can't know what the tone.
Because
like,
I'm assuming that, like, when he says the song goes dura da, no one's saying dura da da.
Yeah,
da,
da. I assume so it's just like notes.
It's just like a guitar.
Good fucking luck.
Wait, maybe it's go back. Maybe it's Game of Thrones. Let me read it.
It was not Game of Thrones. There was not the. It was doo dot 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 dot. It was incorrect. Not Game of Thrones.
Maybe it's even flow. Doo dot dot. Da do do ru da da do ru.
So for the psychopaths stuck in Yahoo Answers trying to find their nameless songs with their stupid syllables. Good fucking luck.
But okay, all jokes aside, we basically did the same thing he did. We just Googled it instead of posting on Yahoo Answers.
Well, I was
like
typing,
the way that we found that stupid Yahoo Answers question is by Googling.
Well, I was typing in crazy about my boyfriend. Susanna.
Tom's Diner.
Tom's Diner.
You get my boy, I tell you what I do. I go to your house and get a bed from you. You get my boy, I tell you what I do. I go to your house and get a bed from you.
Oh, yeah. That is it.
Alright, so crazy.
Susanna Vega sounds familiar, but Tom's Diner.
80s, the 80s, she was speaking that late, like early
90s. 1.2 million views.
Damn.
Also, do you think that someone fucked up the spelling on this official video post? Or is it not possessive? Tom's, T-O-M-S.
It's definitely Tom's possessive.
Oh.
They're not wearing the shoes Tom's, like, a decade before it came out. When did Tom's come out? I don't want to Google anything
else.
That's
not sad. Like, late 2007, early 2008. Right. That's the earliest recollection I have.
You know, this isn't just a podcast shitting on the internet. It's also about learning where songs come from, you know, culturally. YouTubely, Googly, Yahoo Answers wise.
Like we're getting back to our roots, you know what I mean? This is like the audio version of Ancestry.com.
With only belt songs.
Yes, this is a dramatic reading of the song Smoking Gun by Magnolia Shorty. May she rest in peace.
Magnolia Shorty. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, let's go, let's go, let's.
Jasmine Sullivan. You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'd come. Ready to kill with a smoking gun. Sidebar. Isn't a smoking gun one that's been used?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. So he's ready to kill with a gun that he's just killed with. If I ever need you, I know that you'll just have killed someone right before I needed you.
I know every time I called
you.
You'll
be ready to kill.
Every time I've called you, you are fresh off a murder, but you're willing to do pretty much just whatever I need at the point.
Well, you're definitely ready to kill, if nothing else. She doesn't really say that he's ready to do anything else. Whatever the opposite of kill would be, he's not ready to do that.
He's ready to kill.
You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust, and if I ever should need you, I know you'd come, ready to kill with a smoking gun.
Magnolia Shorty. You wanna fuck me in the car, put this bitch in park, take your dick out and ram it in my private part. Boy, you so hood with a big ol' wood, fuck me like you should, and it sounds so good. You can have it way...
Yeah, that's the right line, just read it.
You can have it way you want in the back seat or the trunk. Ion, Ion, give
it's
a...
Like, it's not Ion, it's like, ow, ow, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck.
She doesn't give a fuck, but this website says she Ion, I-O-N, give a fuck. Maybe she's just really into science of some sort. You know, chemistry. Continue. Ion, give a fuck long as I'm drunk. Full of that Grey Goose, cause it made me get loose. Ride that dick so good, head off for something new. Put this pussy on you, cause I know you like that boy. You just went home, then you come right back, boy. I got that jump back boy, I got that comeback boy. And that's why we in the store on this fucking dashboard in the new 500.
That's such like a weird... I know it plays better than that in the song, but like...
Yeah.
There's so many... Like, everything is rhyming, and then there's just like, in the new 500?
She's just stating facts about life.
Okay, see, I don't want to just read the same fucking sample right, over
and over. I'll get the chorus out real quick. This is the chorus that we're going to repeat called... Well, not called, this is how it goes. You're the only one I love, the only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'd come, ready to kill with a smoking gun. Verse 2.
By the way, I'm pretty sure that's also a 90s sample.
It could be.
It's definitely a sample, for sure. We're starting to see a pattern here. Yeah. This is like True Detective.
Time is a flat circle, and every bounce song is made from a 90s song.
We are recording from my tiny storage unit with like a single lamp.
There's blood on the walls and recordings on cassettes of bounce music.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me read this next verse.
And I'm the one he like. I ride that dick like a bike. He tell me bend it over, bust it open, then we fuck all night. I'm the one he like. Ride that dick like a bike. He tell me bend it over, bust it open, then we fuck all night. We fuck, 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 fuck all night, bitch. We fuck, fuck, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, that makes so much fun. Hold on. Okay, we fuck, geez. Fuck, 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 fuck all night, bitch. We fuck, 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 fuck all night, bitch. We fuck, 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 fuck all night. That nigga is Trey, and you know he got dreads. Hello. Hello. And if that nigga wanna holla, and he looking like some... Oh, instead of and, it says nad. If that nigga wanna holla nad, he looking like some dollars. Hello, hello. And if a nigga is a soldier, and he out that magnolia, hello, hello. That's a fucking great line, by the way. If that nigga is a soldier and he out that magnolia, fan fucking tastic. I'm not being sarcastic. It sounds like it. You're looking at me like I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not. And that boy don't need no help. He out that motherfucking mouth. Hello. Hello. My nigga dick stay hard, cause he out that 12th floor. Hello. Hello. That's so good. All this is so good. If I was the guy in question, like if this song, if she was like, I wrote this about you, you know, like if I was out that 12th ward and she was telling me how like my dick stay hard and like I got dreads and I'm a soldier and shit, I would feel fucking fantastic. This is a love song, you know?
Yeah.
Like for Valentine's Day, I think this song was written.
You would kill someone. Your dick's great. You're working hard.
You got a great dick.
Your hair
stays
nice.
Hard. Your hair's great. You're a soldier, and you're constantly murdering
And you
people.
Live on all the correct streets.
You live on all awesome. The good streets. All the good ones. And you already know, he out that fucking Calio. Hello? Hello? Let's go.
And don't you forget, you're the one I love, the only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'd come, ready to kill with a smoking gun. Yeah, 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 he back. Yeah, 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 guess who's back?
Black Biggie Big. I said it was him. I hope this doesn't ruin this song for me, because this is, I think, my number one favorite bounce song, and, like, reading this shit.
Well, we just talked about it. It's great lyrics.
It is good. They're great. Well, yeah, those were all good, but then stuff like, yeah, 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 he back, guess who back. I'm like, he just told me, what do you mean, guess who? He is, you know?
She's back, maybe.
Guess who? He's back. Guess who back? It's also me. I'm also back. Yeah. We're back together. Valentine's Day went well. Things the shit from the past has been remedied. We've worked through some shit.
Good for you, Magnolia.
May she rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Continuing. Black Biggie Biggie Black Biggie Black Blake. Wait, so okay. Maybe who's back is Blake.
It's Biggie Blake!
It's a whole Biggie Black Blake.
So okay, so we're assuming here that this is a typo on this lyrics website, but it says, my understanding is that the song really says Black Biggie Biggie Black Biggie Black Black, but the website says Black Biggie Biggie Black Biggie Black Blake. And I like to imagine that this song, the guy who we were talking about earlier, the guy that she wrote this song for, his name is Black Blake. And his name is Black Blake because so few black guys are named Blake. But his nickname has become Black Blake. And they're like, Blake who? And they're like, Black Blake, because there's only one Black Blake, and it's real easy to tell him when you just say Black Blake. Man, sweetslyrics.com has really opened up my eyes.
Yep. This is just a love song to the one guy named Black Blake. Yep. Anyway.
Yeah, so basically this song is like, yo, dear Black Blake, you got a great day. You live on the greatest streets. Your hair is beautiful. Thanks for being so murderous. Really appreciate it. Love Magnolia Shorty.
Yeah.
Also, P.S. You can fuck me any way you want. P.P.S. I'll put that pussy on you because I know you like that boy.
P-P-P-P-S-S-P-P-P-S. I'm back, by the way. I got back from vacation.
Wait, sorry. It's P-P-P-P-S. Guess who's back? It's me. I'm back. I heard that you're back. I'm glad that we're both back.
Yeah. I had a great time at the beach. We all got spray tan shirts. No.
Airbrush shirts?
We all got airbrush dolphin shirts.
I got one of me and you kissing. It says Black Blake on it.
Can't wait to handshake your dick again.
MGMBB forever.
And to remind you, you're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I'd know you'd come, ready to kill with a smoking gun.
Jocka, 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 jocka. Melfa, 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 melfa. 5-4. 5-4. Wear them hard heads. Hard, 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 hard heads. Let's go. Wear that 13. Wear that 13. Wear that 13. Wear that 13. That 10th ward. 10, 10, 10th ward. Who in the building? 5.
Why does she say so many numbers?
Are those all awards and stuff? Well, 5-4 is like 504, I think. 504,
yeah.
I assume. Because the way she says it, it sounds a lot cooler, obviously, than something.
5-4. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think the 17, that's 5-4. And then hardheads, I don't know what that means. I'm sure it's some like cool gangster shit that we don't know about. No, hard dickheads?
No, dude.
It's something way cool and gangster. We don't fucking know.
Damn it.
But yeah, so then 13 with a 13, that's like 13th ward, I'm sure. And 10th ward, yeah. And then 5, I don't know.
Back to the 5.
When you hear the song, it sounds fucking awesome. I don't know. She just knows, dude. Yeah. That's why she's a fucking artist and we're not, man.
Yeah, and she's going to live forever in our minds.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. You know how many fucking bounce videos have like a Rest in Peace Magnolia Shorty clip or something in them? That's fucking respect.
Yeah, God bless you, Magnolia.
Come on, 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 come on.